Well, hello and welcome to, well, this is the Monday night podcast on the 17th of June, 2024. Just getting ready to put the podcast, or the main podcast, together tonight. This would have been the Sunday night podcast, but some of you may have seen I suffered from one of my migraines yesterday. It was rather painful. I didn't like it at all, and I felt rather ill because of it. But I'm okay now. I've still got a bit of a headache, but I'll be okay. I'm hoping, once I get the podcast out, to go and hit that sack and I'll be right as rain tomorrow. Migraines are a real problem. As you probably know, I do get them from time to time, and I find them really, really annoying. And they really do wipe me out when I get one, because I cannot do anything. Last night, I couldn't even see. Now, yesterday, I pretty much woke up with it and I pretty much slept all day. Usually, I find I get them when I've had a lack of sleep. But, let me go back. Thursday night, as you know, I got called out. I didn't get back home till quite late. So that was a difficult one anyway. I got up early Friday morning, drove up to Birmingham for Gardeners World Live. But once the show had finished, I then went in my camper van, slept, had a good night's sleep, and then I was back at Gardeners World Live bright and early. And then I drove home from Birmingham on Saturday evening, got back about 9:45. I will admit, pretty much as soon as I got into bed, I was probably asleep as well. So maybe it's the driving that gave me the migraine. I don't know. Now, I'm putting a podcast out later on this evening about the Gardeners World Live show, of course, and I've got to say it was a really good show once again. I really do enjoy Gardeners World Live. I have been going for a number of years, and I've got to say it's one of my absolute favourite shows. It's not a cheap show to go to, I'll be honest with you, and fuel, park, and everything else all combined, and as well as the tickets, of course, and then food and everything else. It is not a cheap show. I did notice they've lowered the price of the parking this year, which I think is great. But I still think that all combined, it is well worth it. I class it as a show that I'm basically trying to save all my money for in order to go each year. Get mini bargains, get things like that, as well as meet many like-minded gardeners. I absolutely love the show. I really do. And this year, I felt that it has got bigger and better. There was more stands, there was more talks, there was more stages, there was more events, more workshops, more talks, more tours. It really was very, very good. And I've got to say, usually I feel I need to be there for 2 days, and I did make it there for 2 days. This year I felt I needed a third day, believe it or not. I didn't even get into BBC Good Food, I'll be honest. It was so much going on. And I wanted to sit in on the talks. I wanted to sit in on, well, baking podcasts, look at the gardens. It was great. It really was great. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to press day, which would have been the Wednesday, which is a day they invite members of the press, and I get invited to that. Gives you a bit of a behind the scenes when there's no spectators and able to take photos and things like that, which I would have loved to do, but being on call meant I couldn't do it. I'm hoping next year to be able to do press day, because I think I would be able to get much, much better coverage of the show gardens and many, many more pictures. Bit of a behind the scenes, if you like. What do I think would have made the show better? In all honesty, I think the weather, and that can't be controlled by BBC Gardeners World. The price, I think, could still be a little lower, but that's me, because in reality, I don't like spending money. But I think a lot of it is to also try and control how many people go, because it is very, very busy. And then they are doing more things like upselling, so trying to sell you tickets to workshops or plant tours, which, you know, I think they are well worth it, don't get me wrong, and I think it's good to upsell. What I also like is that it's giving certain friends of mine, Lucien Sewell, Talking Heads, Chris Collins from the Organic Growers podcast, Aid Sellers, because of all these upselling, I think it's given them more work as well, meaning they're getting more pay, which I know that doesn't really affect our gardening, but I think it's so important that they get the recognition sometimes of what they do, they should deserve, because they do work incredibly hard for very little pay. So, yeah, I highly recommend, if you are thinking about going next year, please, please do go. And, of course, you'll hear them the actual recording on the main podcast a little bit later on. Now, moving on from that, today I have sown the Savoy cabbage. Vertis 2 is the variety. Now, I have to admit, the amount of seeds that I got, I was a little disappointed with this, and I didn't feel quite like there was enough to really make it worthwhile. I normally like to include lots of seeds, but these are organic seeds. So I liked that made it feel a little bit better. Cabbage, I mean, we love cabbage. We sow cabbage in the summer. They are fantastic seeds to continue to grow. We sow these in the summer. They'll probably be an autumn/winter cabbage, and that makes it all the more worthwhile sowing. So to sow, well, I actually sowed these today. It says on the newsletter on the 16th, but I sowed them today, and I've filled up a plug plant trainer with compost, seed compost, and I've put one little seed in each plug plant trainer, about 1 centimetre deep, and we'll wait for those to grow. And once they germinate, because they're in plug plants, they're pretty easy. But once the roots start coming out the bottom, that's when we need to pop them up into something a little bit bigger. Now, we could actually sow these directly in the soil where they are to grow. They're going to need somewhere sunny, well-draining soil, fertile, plenty of compost basically added. And rich organic matter is what they really thrive. I would also recommend adding a bit of lime to the soil. It is a brassica, and lime really helps with that. So once the plants are big enough, we'll plant them out, depending on how you grow. And of course, you may have to thin them out if you're sowing them direct, and then just feed them with a balanced fertilizer from time to time as well. Keep them weed free, and they will certainly grow. The important thing is just to keep the soil moist. They are quite a thirsty plant, and they don't like getting too hot. So trying to keep that soil cool is an absolute must. And then harvest the heads once they are firm, dense, and just cut them off from the base with a sharp knife. Now, if you actually cut an X into the stalk that is left behind, you could possibly get 4 small cabbages follow it up as well. A little tip for you to get more out of your one seed as well. Give it a go and share with us how you get on. Of course, all the advice of that most people would probably follow is in the newsletter, as I'm sure you are aware. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. Got a lot to do and not enough time to do it all in. So thanks so much for joining me, and please do listen out for the main podcast coming out a little bit later on. Take care.